Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is another part of our classics collection, a series of select rebroadcasts. As you know, some programs just need to be brought back, to be heard again. Here's one. I'm joined with my featured guest today, Greg Brennis. This show talks about Greg's journey to being the senior pastor of one of Hawaii's leading churches, which he is now today. But this is his journey. Here's Greg Brennis. Enjoy. Our guest today has time and again, he and his wife and family, but he's here to tell us about it. And as we hear from him, as always, our phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. Maybe you can share how you've experienced some of these unsettling moments or ways that you've handled it. You've conducted yourself a certain way through it. This really reminds me of a passage of scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, because our guest today is really a man of faith. And the scripture says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. What is it like to be a man who moves in ways that he sees with an eye of faith, but not just things already materializing? He's moving beforehand. Our guest today is Greg Brennis. He knows all about the unexpected. Greg is the lead pastor for Grace Bible Churches. He's going to be involved in the replanting of Grace Bible Church Honolulu, taking the lead role in doing that. He came to Christ as a college student at the University of California at Irvine. After graduating with a bachelor's degree in biology in 1986, he became a missionary with Every Nation Ministries. He's worked to reach and equip the next generation on various university campuses, including the University of Hawaii. He's been married to his wife, Chris, since 1993. It's about 15 years. Greg lives in Honolulu with Chris and their five children, Rebecca, Brandon, Justin, Jordan, and Jessica. Greg, welcome to our show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Danny. Great to be here today. Yeah. Coach and Billy as well.
Glad to have you. You know, Greg, where did you grow up? And, you know, how did you come to the Lord?
Yeah, I grew up in Southern California, and I graduated with a biology degree, so it makes all the sense in the world that I'm now in the ministry. when I was 4 years old, my parents bought me a first aid kit for my birthday. I distinctly remember. And from that time, they would buy me successively bigger kits, and I developed this dream to want to be a doctor. So that's really, from the time I was four, I wanted to be a doctor. I went to medical school, or I went the pre-med route, applied to medical schools. But in my junior year, I came to know God going to college. And that radically turned my world upside down and the direction of my life. Yeah. I said one of those, I don't know if you've ever done this, but said a dangerous prayer. I came to the end of my college term, and I was applying to medical schools, and I had this sense that I had given up a lot of things and had told God that I would do anything, but I just assumed that because I had studied medicine, he wanted me to become a medical missionary. Oh. But there came a point where I felt like God said, you know, Greg, you've given me a lot of things, but you've never really given me your future. Hmm. And I argued a little bit, as we sometimes do, claiming that I had, but he said, no, you haven't given me your future. So I kind of said one of those prayers where you put your fingers crossed behind your back and say, God, look, I'll do whatever you want me to do. If it's not this medical thing, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And really, I was hoping, but don't take away this dream to be a doctor. Dad's paid a lot of money, and Mom's not going to be real happy. And I didn't really get a sense right away. But after a couple of weeks, I really began to feel like God saying, I want you to invest your life in the next generation. I want you to invest your life on the college campus, helping college students come into this relationship that you now have. And in the medical school interview process, I had an interview, and it was kind of frustrating. You learn how to say the right thing so that you can show your best side without over-communicating. Mm-hmm. And at the end, I could tell the guy was frustrated with me, and he looked at me. He said, Greg, bottom line, why do you want to become a doctor? And again, you learn how to do these interviews so you don't communicate too much. And I just said, because I want to see people come to know Jesus.
And he came just, out of you.
Yeah. And he closed his book and he stood up and he shook my hand and with a kind of don't call us, we'll call you look.
Wow. The truth came out.
Exactly. The truth came out. Yeah. And it was a good opportunity for me to examine what was really in my heart. Hmm. And so at that time, I did an internship in the ministry. At the end, I just knew that what I wanted to do was to go and be available for college students, help those who were like me searching for some type of purpose, significance in life. It wasn't that I wasn't aiming for something. I just had no confidence that what I was aiming at really had significance or purpose. Mm-hmm. And help them come into relationship with Jesus like I had.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, just thinking about how you prayed that one dangerous prayer, God, whatever you want me to do, you know, I'll do it. And then when he spoke that out to you, I mean, it must have been a leap of – I mean, you must have had to – when you told your parents, I mean, I don't know what that was like. Oh, wow. And started telling your friends, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be a doctor anymore. I'm – what was that like?
Oh, There was great fanfare when I told my parents that. So, yeah. You know, obviously there's a lot of costs that's incurred in going to college. Right. And then I had just applied to medical schools.
So, I mean, you were on your way.
Yeah.
You were coming down the pike to be a doctor.
Yeah, I had taken the MCAT the summer before, had applied to medical schools, was going through the interview process, and all of a sudden began to feel a very strong change of direction. So when I communicated that to my parents, my mom, who has been supportive in everything I've done, took a neutral stance, and my dad, who is Costa Rican and has the Latino emotional blood, was not thrilled with my decision. In fact, pretty disappointed. So it was one of the most significant times in my life where I felt like, Greg, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to have a personal conviction that this is really what God wants you to do, because you're not getting a whole lot of support from the people that I normally look to for support. Wow. And the good news is that several years later, because of our conviction or my conviction to enter this way, my parents have subsequently come to know God and are now our biggest fans in what we do. However, at the time, it was a difficult time. Felt very lonely that I was heading down a direction that not many people in my immediate vicinity were in support of. Yeah.
Isn't that just like obeying God? You know, a lot of times we expect the angels to sing and, you know, just the trumpets to play. And a lot of times we face resistance, but that's where the dream is tested almost, you know. And
sometimes getting resistance from people that you had support from before, or people that you would have, that they're close to you, you know. You're used to having their strokes and their words of affirmation. All of a sudden you're void of that. Where do you lean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people quit right there.
Yeah.
And they feel like, well, maybe it's easier just to go down the path that everyone else wants you to go down. And they feel pressured and peer pressure sometimes. Mm-hmm. And this is where I think God tests us to see if we're really going to stick to our convictions.
Right.
And I'm sure we're tested on that many times.
And that's a great point. And in the long run, that was really helpful. In fact, I even went to my pastor at the time and shared with him what I was sensing. And he said, you know, him and his wife, they thought we'd make a good doctor. So even they weren't on board. And I confided in a good friend who did give me this piece of wisdom. He said, you know, Greg, the best thing for you is that nobody will agree, and that will force you to go to God and to hear from Him mm-hmm. what He wants you to do. Because it is, it's easier to lean on other people or the affirmation of other people, and it's not as easy to go to God and to hear for ourselves, to do that hard work mm-hmm. of hearing. And that's what happens. So in the end, I developed something that was more valuable than the affirmation of everybody else, which was a conviction from God.
You know, obviously, this is really, you know, the entree of what more has transpired, even up to the last year in your life. I mean, I don't know how many people can compare with how many times you've moved in a really short period of time. It's almost, well, you'll tell us more about it. But the thing is this too, it sounds like that moment was really like a gut check for you, a reality check. You had to be completely sober, a moment of sobriety. And you didn't sell out to what was really deep within your heart. And sometimes I wonder if there are people today, especially in times of crisis, and we all have various forms that we go through in an unexpected way, but are tempted to sell out. Mm-hmm. What about someone who feels like they really did sell out and they're wondering, can I get back? Mm-hmm. Can I regain what was lost? You know, is there still some way to redeem or salvage? I think the better word would be redeem. You know, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Greg Brennis, a man of faith, telling us his walk of faith and how it could be meaningful to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's a blessing to have you with us today. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program, which is part of our classics collection for the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, and to find out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Honolulu. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and Billy Lyle. Here's Greg Brennis. Welcome back to our show. We're here with Greg Brennis, and a very dynamic man, a man of faith, telling us a story of how God has used him, but how God spoke to him. You know, our program wouldn't be possible without special sponsors who make the Good Life program available, accessible to you, not only on radio, but via the internet at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. This program has been brought to you by dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, and the generous donations of orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Wally Ho's Garage and Grill on Kamehameha Highway in Aiea, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry. A big mahalo to our sponsors. Greg, you know, when we first, you know, let's go ahead and clarify something. Let's just get this one aspect straight. I mean, it might have been a little cloudy at the beginning of the introduction. Explain to us how you are, your place as a leader with Grace Bible Church and Pastor Norman Nakanishi.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. So I'm not the bishop of Grace Bible Church. I'm actually one of the pastors at Grace uh-huh, Bible Church, uh-huh. And I'm the campus pastor of our Honolulu congregation.
Okay, okay.
So before the break, Greg was telling us about this journey of hearing God call him out of his career of being a doctor or going to medical school and into the ministry, which was counterintuitive to what everyone thought and led to, you know, you facing a lot of resistance. Well, Greg, you continued on that path, though. You didn't give in to the naysayers and the opposition, but you continued on this path towards ministry, and somehow you heard the Lord speak to you about coming to Hawaii, but not just you yourself, bringing your family of five kids all the way across the country to Hawaii to plant a church. Tell us about that. How did you hear God now speaking to you to take that step of faith?
Yeah, that's a great question, Billy. And, you know, I'm kind of laughing when Danny is talking about me being a great man of faith, because really it's a big God that we're serving. And oftentimes, you know, I honestly have taken little steps in the little picture that I do get. And then I get in there, and I feel at times like Jeremiah, where Jeremiah said, "Lord, you tricked me. You know, I said I'd do anything and I'd go anywhere, and now here I'm doing it, and it's disrupting my life in a big way." And oftentimes I find myself, and this is because we have a God that dreams big dreams for our lives. And if he were to show us the whole picture of it at once, it would definitely overwhelm us. And I don't think any of us would take a step.
Yeah. That's good.
But he shows us a little picture. And we have both my wife and I and our family have committed that, you know, God, wherever you want us to go or whatever you want us to do, that's what we want to do. That is the adventure of life. To me, that is the joy and the peace, is being in the place, no matter what difficulty surrounds it, being in the place that God has for you. And so coming to Hawaii, you know, we really felt that God wanted to use us to plant a church. We considered many different places and landed here in our hearts because of the people whom we love, because we did ministry here in the early 90s at the University of Hawaii campus ministry, and had some of our most memorable ministry experiences. And because ultimately we felt like we wanted to work as well with Grace Bible Church's Pastor Norman and our team here, and didn't know all the different things that would have to transpire to get us here, but knew that if God wanted us to do it, we were willing to take that step and venture out. And that's how we took that first step.
You... you moved. Well, you've been married 15 years, right?
15 years.
And you moved 13 times.
Yeah.
And were you weaned in moving as a child? Were you in a military family? Like, did you guys move every few years, or were you more stable in your upbringing? What was it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, actually, both my wife and I, the home that I grew up in, I lived in the same home all my young life growing up. My parents didn't move until after I left the home. My wife the same way, one home, and they didn't move until after she left the home as well. So, we're either following Christ into the world, into mission, or we're really glutton for punishment, one of the two, and I hope it's the former. I believe it is.
Like, where have you been?
After living here in Hawaii for 4 years, we moved to Texas and lived in Austin, Texas, and did ministry at the University of Texas. And then from there, we moved to San Diego and did ministry in San Diego, helped start a church and a campus ministry at the San Diego State University. And then from there, moved and worked with a school that trains campus missionaries for ministry work in Los Angeles. And then from there, we moved further east to Tennessee and worked there with our School of Campus Ministry, and as well work with our national organization called Every Nation Campus Ministries. And from Tennessee, we made a big trek across the large pond to Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you said earlier, Greg, that you folks had opportunities perhaps to plant churches in other areas, yeah. But you felt led to come to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there were other, more, closer to where you were at on the mainland and maybe much more easier. But for some reason, you felt God wanted you to make that big leap over the ocean and come to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And, what was going through your heart and mind? Because that was the main thing. You wanted to eventually plant a church, mm-hmm. but then you chose Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there were a couple big criteria. Obviously, we wanted a place where we felt like our family would do well growing up. And so being a coast family, we wanted to live near the ocean. So couldn't think of a better place. But I think the two bigger criteria for us is we really felt like God wanted to use us in a place that had significant Asian diversity and cultural diversity, and a place where the church that we planted could be a missionary in its community. And that was the big one for us. We wanted to be in a place where we could be the church, where we could help teach people how to follow Christ and make an impact in the community, and could bring the gospel into a community where the gospel had not yet come. And so that was the big final one for us, was being in a place where we could live out our Christianity and help others live it out and make an influence with those that don't know Christ, with the unchurched, with the unreached. And that was the ultimate thing that really propelled us to land in Hawaii.
It's great. I like what you said earlier about, it's these little steps of faith that you've taken, and I think a lot of times God doesn't show us the big picture because we'd freak out. You mean to tell me I'm going to move 13 times in this journey of obeying you? You mean to tell me I'm going to move my family of five across the country? And you have a funny story to share about that. But, move my family across the country to Hawaii and take this huge risk. I mean, I don't know if I can take this obedience thing, God, but God in His wisdom shows us just take that one step and the next step, and and then finally we look back and wow, all these steps of obedience and fruit that came from obeying each little step. And I was just thinking, for you, our audience, as you're listening, maybe you're thinking, man, I'm not going to plant a church, and I don't even feel like that's part of my thing. But God is calling all of us to take steps of obedience and faith, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes there's opposition and people telling us, no, don't do that. You're more better for this. But you know in your heart, God is saying to take this step, and it may be scary, but as we take each little step, God then reveals the next step and the next step after that.
Which, in light of that, I can't help but to think of, you set a pattern, right? Early on when you made a commitment to the Lord, a pattern to go as He leads, right?
You made
a decision, a commitment, you and your wife. And so there's a change in your direction. not something that, even something that you may have wanted to be different. Mm-hmm. I'll do it, Lord, but keep it a little soft, you know, keep it tender on the edges, so mm-hmm. to speak. Mm-hmm. But the Lord went his way and did what he did. What would you say, you know, I do want to go back to this issue of, you know, in your core, you remained intact. You held fast. But not everybody does that. And not all the time. Now, we're talking about this particular time in your life. So mm-hmm. it speaks of a certain character mm-hmm. that you have, which relates to faith and maturity. But not everybody has that. It's not forged in them at an early age. But people are struggling with areas, and they may sell out, mm-hmm. you know. What happens then? And is there hope for someone who may have mm-hmm. blown it and is feeling like, you know, if I had a chance to do it again, you know, if God would give me one more chance, you know, I'd hold fast this time. Mm. You know, what would you say to someone like that who may be struggling in an area like that right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And obviously, right now we're highlighting some of the significant good decisions that we've made, and we've had some bad ones along the way as well. I think the thing that I always go back to in the good and the bad is that there is a God who created each and every one of us and knows the end of our days from the beginning and the beginning from the end. He knows exactly where we are and who we are and what he's made us to do. And I lean on that. I lean on the fact that he is a good God and that he offers for you and I the opportunity when we do make a wrong decision or go off track to get back on track. So yeah, my path is, it hasn't been just A to Z, it's been A to B to Z, and we've taken some different wranglings, but I've always known that God, when my heart was in the right place, he would just say, come on, Greg, let's do this again. Let's get back up and go again. And I think that becomes the death knells when we don't get back up and go again. And we have a father that believes in us and knows our humanity. And wants to see us grow and progress, but wants to see us when we do fall, when we do stumble, when we do make a decision that doesn't lead us in the right direction, to get back up and instead of moving away from him, move towards him.
That's good.
And that's been, I think, our saving grace, is the fact that when we've blown it, we've moved back towards him instead of away.
I think one of the things that you folks have at heart, your heart was you wanted to always follow God. Mm. So, you know, when you have that inside of you, that although you may stray away or, you know, get distracted, but in your intimate moments with God, somehow he realigns us. And you kind of know, I should be doing this.
Yeah.
But when people go through a confusion or sometimes being distracted, they're not intimate with God. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, they lose that closeness and that sensing of why am I here on this earth?
Mm-hmm.
And they go chasing after a lot of different things. And mm-hmm. some people may be listening today and they feel like that. You know, they're looking for opportunities, but really God wants to connect with you first. And mm-hmm. I think that's what you and Chris had mm-hmm. in the beginning mm-hmm. that started this journey.
That's good, mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people, like you said, Coach, they move away from him instead of draw closer to him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's a big thing that faces a lot of people today, the area of change.
Hmm.
You've been through it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We all experience it from time to time, some more than others. Some lives are more volatile than others, but change. And, you know, I think it would be real helpful just to get a couple of nuggets on navigating change.
Mm-hmm.
And from a personal standpoint of how there's certain things that you and Chris have done in navigating the changes in life, principles basically that could apply in a wide variety of situations. You know, when we come back, we'll hear more from Greg Brennis about navigating change. Just some real basic, you know, some homespun thoughts and ideas that can be very practical today. We're here with our special guest, Greg Brennis, sharing from his heart to your heart, really from God's heart to your heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm glad you're with us today. How to navigate change and how to do it in a smooth way, or as smooth as possible. Today we are in a special broadcast, a rebroadcast, as part of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show's Classics Collection. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to receive our ministry resources and also discover how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now let's take in more of The Good Life, along with my co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. He's our featured guest today, Greg Brennis.
Last two segments, we were talking with Pastor Greg Brennis here, who's just been navigating change throughout his entire life and taking these steps of faith and obedience and little steps of faith that lead to the next step. And we're talking about, you know, what are some of those principles, Greg, maybe you can share with us that you've had to learn about navigating change in your life, and then not only just for you, but then for your wife and your five children. You've had to navigate a major change, moving them cross-country to Hawaii. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's good, because, you know, I think just in my nature in general, I tend to crave order. You know, when you have order, you have a sense of control. And when you have a little bit of disorder or less order, you begin to feel like you lose control. And we've made a decision somewhere along the line to have five kids, which was going to immediately throw our world into a constant state of change and flux. And I think that's really how life is. You know, as much as we crave order and crave to be in control, God wants us to be in a place of trust. And change is just a constant part of life. Change is, as much as we try and prepare for things, there are always variables and things that happen that actually turn out to be good things, because we learn in those moments to trust in God and to let go of the order that we crave and to allow Him to do things that are really beyond our own ability, which sometimes I think we limit when we try and create a little bit too much order. So, yeah, just for me getting to church on Sunday morning, trying to find two shoes or socks for my kids that match, that's my typical Sunday morning, is just trying to navigate that change that comes moment by moment. But we've come, I think, through the journey to really grow and develop our faith, and the constant change always brings us into a place where we have to trust more.
You were sharing with us during the break, you know, one of those principles is just expecting the unexpected. You know, I think we don't expect the unexpected. That's why they call it the unexpected, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was a story as you guys were driving cross country, just something unexpected happened. And how did that teach you then to expect the unexpected?
Yeah, so we decided that it would be fun for our family to drive from Tennessee to the coast, and then from there we would ship our car over to Hawaii. It sounded like a great idea. We take a family trip together, and so we packed up everything we had.
And how old are your kids?
My eldest is now 13. Okay. She's a young lady. And then I have three boys. They're 11, 9, and 6. And then my youngest is a girl. She's 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
You thought that'd be fun.
We thought it would be fun. And, you know, there were moments, of course, when it really was just a blast for us to be together. But we tried to do it in 4 long days so that we could get to the coast. And, you know, we had just come from Tennessee, where during the time that we'd stayed there, there were a couple devastating tornadoes that actually ripped through Nashville and the town and did some destruction. So my kids really don't like that type of violent wind. As we were driving, and, you know, you got to get this picture, we had our minivan full of everything that we couldn't get into our container. Our kids were strategically placed in their seat around all the remaining stuff. And as we're driving from Kansas to Colorado, we begin to see these little swirly clouds on either side. Yeah. And the sky got, for those of you who've been in the Midwest, you know the feeling, the sky gets kind of dark and dirty and ominous. And it's about, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. And for some reason, I always wondered about this, but we had one of those action packers on the top of our minivan. I always wondered what would happen if wind got up in that thing and broke the lock. And so wind got up in that thing and broke the lock, and it started thumping on the top of the minivan. So as we're driving down the road, it's starting to look ominous and dark, and we start to see swirly clouds. And on the top of the roof are action packers thumping on the roof. And the kids are starting to freak out, and Dad and Mom are too, but we're trying to be calm for their sake. And for some reason, and this has got to be a child dynamic, one of them in the back seat starts chanting, "We're going to die. We're going to die." And in unison, they all coordinate. And in the back seat, all 5 of my kids are chanting, "We're going to die. We're going to die." And I'm starting to think, "We're going to die." So things don't always go as planned.
Yeah.
But, you know, we pull off the road. We didn't die. We pull off because somebody had to use the restroom, and it's 5 o'clock, and we find a hardware store that's open. We fix the lock. At closing time, the cloud passes. There was no tornado, and we were just fine. But, yeah, change is a constant, and we've learned to expect it. And in those moments, trust that God will help you navigate through it.
Wow.
Well, we've got a caller. Welcome to our program. Welcome to The Good Life.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. Good hearing from you.
Oh, it's nice to hear somebody else's encouragement about change and moving.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. What's going on with you?
Well, I was just calling in. The Lord just put on my heart. My husband and I also experienced a move to Hawaii about a year and a half ago from New Jersey. And there has been a lot of change. It took 3 years of preparation, which we didn't know, but God knew that. And after we moved out here, about 2.5 months after we moved, my mom passed away, which was really difficult. But God has been just letting me know that He's holding me and carrying me And I feel that my husband and I are in a place now where God's preparing us for the next thing in our lives, and just kind of going through a quiet period. And I was just looking for some encouragement, how to hang on when you're not sure if you should take a step or wait, and just waiting for God when you're in that quiet place.
Well, Amy Jo, God does have a word for you in a moment like this.
Yeah, Amy, I think the fact that you and your husband are waiting for God to bring clarity for your next step is really important. And, you know, when my wife and I have found ourselves in a similar situation where we have a sense that there's something else but aren't sure what that something else might be, we cling to the fact that there is a God who does know our future, and that as we draw near to him, I think the bigger thing that we've always discovered is that even more than an answer to prayer, God brings us deeper into friendship with him. Mm-hmm. And so in those moments, you know, where it's funny, we're typically seeking after one thing, and really what the Lord is doing is he's giving us an opportunity to draw near to him and really to fulfill the greater longing of our life, which is a relationship with him. And then the clarity comes, and at a certain point, of course, you take a step of faith toward toward that clarity.
That's good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your encouragement.
You're great. I appreciate you. Appreciate you and your husband waiting on the Lord like that and being patient.
Oh, may Jesus bless you and your family and light the path ahead of you and give you the grace and the strength and the protection that you need to take those steps.
Hey, Amy, before you hang up, let me just ask Pastor Greg would you be open to Pastor Greg just saying a prayer for you and your family?
Yes, yes.
Lord, we are so grateful, God, that you know our beginning and our end, and, Lord, everything in between. And I thank you for Amy Jo and her family and their heart to be able to follow you and, Lord, to know with clarity where you're leading them. And so I pray, God, as they wait on you, I pray that you would bless them with even greater blessing than even the direction that you're leading them in. I pray that you would draw them and bless them with a relationship that their hearts desire. And, Lord, we trust you to lead this family and pray for your peace as they seek you for the next step in their life. Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome. Very
much.
Thank you, Joe. All righty.
Thank you.
Good
bye-bye.
Talking to you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, as we continue on with, you know, when we have interaction like that, we realize that really Amy is a representation of many others who are wrestling with or working through various aspects of everyday life. God is a God who is a God of the highest heights, but he moves about in the everyday world of our lives, and he knows the difficulties and the struggles, and there's no embarrassment or shame in any of it. I mean, God is a real God, and you know, when we come back, we're going to hear more. You know, we're talking. I mean, this. I mean, it's a funny story, but I mean, it must have been horrific at that moment. You know,
it was
terrible. It's kind of like one of those where you just kind of laugh. You're laughing at, but you know, you're petrified on the inside.
Yeah, I can laugh now.
And we've had those moments, and I know you have too. Moments that just really take you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
But there's rhyme and reason through it, and you can find that as God reveals things to you along the way. You know, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Pastor Greg Brennis. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm happy that you're with us today. We've been having a great time. This actually is a special rebroadcast presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show as part of our Classics Collection, providing a connection with stories of faith and life from our featured guests. If you're asking, how can I have a relationship with the Lord Jesus to help me through the life situations that I'm going through, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We also have some other resources, too, at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But now, joining my co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle, our featured guest, Greg Brennis.
You know, I've just been encouraged hearing this story again, Greg. You're just sharing this, these steps of faith that lead to new steps that lead to a brand new day. And there's opposition in it, and there's change that we got to deal with. But it leads to something. I think that's the encouraging thing about God is change leads to, there's an end, and the end is a good thing,
that's,
you know.
Good.
It's not, you know, change for change's sake or because God doesn't have a plan, it's because he does. Mm-hmm. And you know, Greg, you know, now you're here, you've made it, you know, no tornadoes swallowed you up, you know, Midwest. Now, now there's hurricanes. True. Well, we'll pray against that. But, you know, you're here now, and God's been working in these last few months preparing for you to plant and plant the church. Why don't you tell us about, you know, what's happening and what God's doing now in the preparation for this new day that God's bringing you to?
Yeah, we're thrilled to be a part of Grace Bible Church, and we are actually, as a first part of our rebirthing a campus that has existed, we just celebrated our 50th year anniversary here in the islands, we are relocating our Sunday services, and we'll be having Sunday services at Kahala Elementary School starting on August 23rd. So we're really excited about being in a community and being a church that is involved in its community.
Well, and that's a brand new day, literally, for this church as well. As you're moving out to Kahala, you know, a new place that you feel like God's leading y'all to, and a new birthing of a brand new church. And I just think that's so amazing because sometimes we look at our lives and we see the circumstances and the storms and the change, and we go, "Is there anything more? You know, is there a new day, a new hope? And just like you, is a new day for you and your family, and there's a new day for this church that you're now helping to pastor. And how many of us need to hear that encouragement that God says, it's not over, there's a new day, there's a new beginning. No matter how old you are, how young you are, there's still more that God wants to do in our lives.
You know, I really like the idea that going to Kahala, you know, starting this rebirthing of this Honolulu campus, it's not where the blessing stops at you and your family. Really, it's being mission mindset, mission oriented, where you're thinking about helping other families in that community. Mm-hmm. And that's how God's blessings and how he leads us. A lot of times it's never we are an end to ourselves in the blessings, but it's really to be a conduit to bring blessings to other people.
Yeah,
and when I sit with you and talk with you and I see your heart, that's what I feel from you. And I think a lot of people, God wants to bless them, you know, in the change and this walk of faith. But the mindset has to be beyond you and your family.
Great.
And really it's about blessing other people and other families. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited for you, you know, with this whole movement out in Kahala.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's a great point, because I think when we think about following Christ, a lot of times we may gravitate toward the obvious. That means we go to church, we go to a Bible study or small group or prayer, whatever it might be. But, you know, Christ walking the earth today, he would ask us to follow him into the difficult places that maybe a lot of people wouldn't go. It would be the places where there would be need and where there would be people thirsting for life, real life. And so we're excited to go into a community and to follow Christ into the places where we can make an impact, a difference, and where Jesus really can make an impact and a difference in people's lives.
And talking about making an impact, making a difference in people's lives, you're going to do it right there in Kahala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are people who need some renewal, and God's going to bring them there.
Yeah.
And at this moment, at this time in their lives, a divine moment, a divine interface of life in church and families and church. And what a season. Mm. And to see God looking upon you and your family through these periods. I think the Lord saw you were obedient in those times past when it wasn't as known, you know. It's just things within your own heart you did. And I think it gives a lot of hope to someone who is making a right decision now.
Mm.
In the quietness, in a private place in their life, maybe no one will ever know, at least not now, the decision that they're making. Maybe you're choosing the right thing. It is the right choice. It is that with the very deepest, if I may say, the deepest level of integrity within your heart, you know this is the right thing to do. But there's no kudos for that. No strokes, no applause, no fanfare. But you know, like Billy was saying, you know, one day there's a new hope coming, a renewal that'll take place. This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Greg Brennis. Greg Brennis, since the show, has pastored Grace Bible Church Honolulu. They meet at Kahala Elementary School. And, you know, the ministry of Grace Bible Church is a very dynamic ministry. And, you know, through the navigation of change, he and his wife have been able to change in such a way that the ministry of Grace Bible Church Honolulu was replanted and is now a growing, bustling church in the east side of Oahu. Now, wherever you are, wherever you're located, wherever you hear, are in hearing of this program, hearing of my voice, it's important for you to know, and I certainly want to remind you, that there are people who care, people who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, genuine people who are willing and desiring to meet you, to know you, just as you are. I know sometimes things can get a little strange. Our lives take different turns, like Pastor Greg shared, along with my co-host Alfredo Canizia and Billy Lyle. We're talking, and sometimes we feel like where we are, we're so awkward, it's hard for us to find acceptance. But rest assured, there are people who will love you as you are, with all the bumps, bruises, all the foibles of life that come with it. Because you know what? We all have it. We all have it. We all need a helping hand. Sometimes we all need a stroke of encouragement. We all need a word of hope. And the people of the Lord, the people who are followers of Christ, Christians, are representatives of the love of God. And God sends them. Sometimes we recognize, sometimes we don't recognize it. God actually sends them to us to remind us, hey, you know, you're not alone. And I'm here to help you through this challenge, this difficulty that you might be facing at this very time. What is it? Is it something going on in your family? Something going on with your children? Hey, raising children is not an easy task, not one bit. And there are challenges and unexpected things that come up. Boy, it can be real tough. But you're not alone. There are people who can relate with you. Whether it's business, whether it's a business challenge, whether it's something that's going on in your financial life, maybe it's going on in your emotions, maybe things are so tough. Your mental condition is being challenged right now. But you know what? This is certainly not the end. Right where you are could be the start of a new beginning. And that's why we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I want to encourage you to visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. This has been a special rebroadcast. But now, just a reminder of Scripture. You know, the Scriptures can really bring us strength and hope. Here's one. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. It's always a blessing to be with you. I want to encourage you to go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Check out our list of partner churches and partner businesses who are also able to help meet your needs. Special thank you to our guest today, Greg Brennis. Until next time, along with my co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.